Good evening and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here tonight. As we begin what we refer to as the sacred Triduum. Triduum is a Latin word meaning 3 days. That we refer to them during Holy Week as the 3 days that precede Easter Sunday. Separately, we call these 3 days Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. They are the high point of the church's liturgical year because they are also the high point of Christian belief. They're the heart of what we refer to as the Paschal mystery. That profound reality of God delivering us from death to new and eternal life, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, our lives then have ultimate meaning. On the night of Holy Thursday, we focus on the gifts of the Eucharist and the ordained priesthood, which Jesus gives to us at the Lord's Supper. On Good Friday, we meditate on the meaning of the crucifixion as we venerate the cross of Christ. On Holy Saturday, we keep alive the flame of faith and hope in the face of defeat and death as we focus on the body of Jesus in the tomb. Then on the night of Holy Saturday, we celebrate the Easter Vigil, focusing on the light of the risen Christ, triumphing over death and darkness in the resurrection. It is also on that night that it is the tradition to receive new members into the church through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist. So tonight we begin the Triduum with the ultimate meaning given to our lives in the gift of Jesus and the Eucharist. For as he's celebrating the Passover meal that we hear about in tonight from the book of Exodus, Moses giving instructions that what is to be done in remembrance of God's deliverance of the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt into the freedom of the promised land, Jesus is celebrating this memorial with his disciples, and he gives it a new meaning. He'll be the lamb that is sacrificed on the cross. It is his blood that will be shed to free us from slavery to sin and death. So he takes the bread, blesses it, shares it, and says, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." He takes the cup of wine that he then blesses and shares. It is, he says, the cup of the new covenant. Remember, a covenant is more than a mere contract, but it is a relationship entered into with God. And he says, "This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." This description that we hear tonight from St. Paul the Apostle, it's the earliest recorded words of the New Testament of the words of Jesus, his words and actions at the Lord's Supper. They predate the gospel accounts by at least a generation. Now this body and blood of Christ is neither a form of cannibalism, which is the most repugnant image possible, nor is it a quaint symbolic act, which is much more palatable. Rather, it is the perpetual gift of Jesus to us, his church, in which we are challenged to accept his invitation to share in his divine life, the life that he shares with God the Father and with God the Holy Spirit. And by accepting this gift, we are then challenged to live this gift, to share it with others, and thus have our lives marked with the ultimate meaning. Think of it another way. It's a core Catholic belief that the Eucharist is not a mere symbol, that it is actually the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ under the appearance of bread and wine. And to receive this gift in a state of grace, meaning free from serious sin, we are challenged to let Jesus love us. It's an act of humility. Because we're loved not so much because of who we are, but so often in spite of ourselves. Jesus is going to love us no matter what. The challenge is letting Jesus love us, meaning that we accept that love. We accept being loved so thoroughly, so completely, and then that we act out of this love. We live out of this love. It becomes the center of our lives. And in doing so, we allow our lives to be conformed to his, because he has humbled himself to share in our humanity so that we can share in his divinity. And in doing so, our lives now have ultimate meaning because of what Jesus does at the Lord's Supper. For this reason, we should rightly think of the Lord's Supper as the first Mass, which is why hopefully the words from St. Paul that we hear tonight, I hope, sound familiar. Because we take them almost word for word, the words of consecration during the Mass. And we should think of the disciples as the first priest. For at the Lord's Supper, Jesus gives us both the gift of the Eucharist and the gift of the ordained priesthood. And in John's Gospel that we hear tonight, he links both of them to loving service of others in the washing of the feet of his disciples. And this action also is not some quaint symbolic gesture. In that time and place, the washing of the feet of the guest at the table, that's what a slave did, not a savior. No wonder Simon Peter freaks out. It's an act of humility and a challenge to Simon Peter to let Jesus do this for him in spite of who he is, to love him so completely, to be washed and his life given new meaning through Jesus. The washing of the feet takes place during the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. It's also a reminder of the meaning of the gift of the ordained priesthood. The priesthood is not about power, prestige, or perks. Instead, it's about humility, service, and the outpouring of life done out of love for Jesus. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, said, "The heart of the priesthood is the love of Jesus. It's also the love of the people that make up the church." That's what the priesthood is all about. And the priest, by virtue of ordination, the grace of the sacrament of holy orders, acts in the person of Jesus, what we say in Latin, in persona Christi. He is to be another Christ, alters Christi in Latin, particularly when he stands at the altar at Mass and repeats the words of Jesus from the Lord's Supper, consecrating the bread and wine to become the body and blood of Christ, and also when he forgives sins in the sacrament of reconciliation. So I ask you particularly to pray for me and all the other priests throughout the world, particularly tonight. You know, on Tuesday night, we met with Bishop Snyder at the cathedral. Some of you were there, the wonderful Mass, the Chrism Mass, and we renewed the vows of our ordination along with the deacons. I kind of look at renewing the contract every year, signing up for another 12 months, so to speak. But all of us on Easter Sunday will renew the promises of our baptism, are renewing that contract as well, that covenant. Because every time we come before this altar, we are renewing that covenant, no matter what day of the year it might be. And concerning the ordained priesthood, there are young men in our parish, some of whom are here tonight, who, if not already open to the vocation, to the priesthood, they should be. And their parents and grandparents and godparents and siblings and all of us as their parishioners should be praying for them and encouraging them to do so, to be open to the vocation of the ordained priesthood. For the washing of the feet is an ultimate act of loving service that is at the heart of the priesthood. And the Eucharist is the ultimate ongoing gift of Jesus' presence to us, and in both may we experience the ultimate meaning of our lives as his church during this sacred triduum.